Okay, I'm going to give you a list here. Saturday Night Live, The Daily Show, Zange Katar. You probably haven't heard of that last one. It translates to Danger Bell, and it's the political comedy program on Afghanistan's Tolo TV network. For 8 years, the popular sketch show has mocked everything from corruption to bad roads, in hopes, its producers say, of shaming the government to clean up its act. NPR's Sean Carberry reports.
There's no live audience, there's no makeup artist, and there's no dressing room. The four actor comedians are standing to the side of the small sound stage, donning robes and ratty wigs. One is wrapping himself in chains. They take their places on the set. It's a mock courtroom. The first skit of today's taping is the trial of a militant. He's accused of killing people with explosives he placed on a couple of donkeys, a tactic used by the Taliban. The chained defendant fidgets on the stand as the prosecutor presents a seemingly airtight case. But the proceedings take a turn when the judge accepts the defense's argument that the donkeys were to blame. He frees the militant and issues a warrant for the owner of the animals. Hanif Hamgam played the judge and is the creator of Zange Katar. He says the skit is an indictment of Afghanistan's corrupt justice system.
The government is trying to release those people who are actually criminals and suicide bombers.
Hamgam says the government only prosecutes the little guy. For example, he says if a butcher is supposed to deliver 100 kilograms of meat and is 3 kilos short, he ends up in jail for a year.
But the people who are corrupt and have like $300 million missing in that office or in that department, so he's actually free and he can do whatever he wants.
It's the kind of pointed message that Zange Katar routinely sounds out in its sketches. Hamgam says the show is about justice and holding the government accountable.
We try to focus on the gaps, and the government actually now is watching us very carefully and clearly.
Zange Katar is one of the most watched shows in Afghanistan, and its skits and songs exposing corruption, wrongdoing, or hypocrisy have prompted reforms and resignations.
Because of our programs, three mayors have been fired by the government.
While the Afghan audience loves the show and the results it gets, those who are mocked don't always laugh it off.
There have been lots of such cases that we got threats from the officials. Even our colleagues were beaten up by those targets that we have made programs over them.
They've been the subject of death threats, arrest warrants, and investigations by the Attorney General's office. Masood Sanjar is general manager for broadcast of Tolo TV's parent company, the Mobi Group.
We are usually hard on the government, especially in a country like Afghanistan, where if you make fun of somebody, they really get angry at you.
While Hanif Hamgam says the show's staff does have to self-censor at times and there are certain officials too powerful to make fun of, Sanjar says there's only one red line.
We really don't want to violate the law.
Which is why Mobi has a rigorous vetting process for its shows. Before an episode airs, lawyer Habibullah Maradi reviews the program on an old desktop computer. This skit is a fake interview segment with a host and an analyst, a common scene on Tolo's news channel. The actors are discussing a real-life case of an Afghan girl tortured by her in-laws. They were recently released from jail after serving only a year of their 10-year sentences. The actors make a few searing jokes to highlight the injustice. Maradi stops the playback. He thinks some of the jokes will be taken the wrong way and flags them to be cut. But the rest of the episode still has plenty of punches the government just might want pulled as well. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.